podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Rugby Boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Boom. Bosco's Boys is here. I think we all wanted it. And the marriage is officially official. I'm so pumped to bring my show to the 1012 Network, Bosco's Boys, the most consistent K-State podcast out there. Over 4 years with at least one episode a week. Bringing live shows to the listeners and to the participants every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm pumped to be here, and I would love it if you guys came over to Bosco's Boys and gave us a listen. Because we are not Big J Journos. This is a podcast by a fan and his dog for fellow K-State and Big 12 fans. And I can't wait to chop it up with all the members and fans of the 1012 Network.
Rat me boys!
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. I'm in the building.
It is now time for... If you can't tell, that was a pop. That is for pop culture.
Definitely couldn't tell. I think that was a pop of a can, if I had to guess. But go ahead. With that pop.
That's right. I got me some Jackie O's. Time to drop that pop culture. Today, Jeremy has decided we will discuss our preference. What do we prefer? What does he prefer? What do I prefer? Mexican food or Chinese food? Jeremy, this is a good one. This is a really good one. I feel like America would have to really search their souls to give you a good answer.
It's a tough one. Off the top of the dome, it's a tough one. Now, I will say, nationally speaking, Chinese food is the number one food outside American food that's served. Now, certain states, Mexican is number one, but the majority is Chinese food, which sits about right with me, man. It's such a close call, man. You know me. I'm a foodie. I love food. All of them.
I'm about to say, there's a difference between a foodie and a person who loves food.
Okay. I just love food. Give me it all. Give me all of it. It's tough because during the week, during the month, you get times where you just crave that chips and dip, that good Mexican flavor, the quesadilla, the quesadilla, chicken and beef, oof, the salsa. And there's other times when, Brandon, I need me some pork fried rice. I need me some wontons, you know? I need me some lo mein. The way I always judge Chinese food is the first thing is, how good is your General Tso's chicken? Is it fast food General Tso's where it just comes with a bunch of syrup on top? Or is it homemade, made with love, that soul food? Man, I love food so much. Brandon, this one is a really tough one for me. But if I went with like the preference or the thought of I could only have one for the rest of my life, whew, it's close. I gotta edge out Mexican. I gotta go with Mexican. That's me. Close call.
Done.
By a nose.
Done. When I think about this, I love crab rangoon. I love wonton soup. I even like egg drop soup.
Give me that egg drop, son.
Give me that egg drop soup. And I like cilantro chicken at my local China Panda. I know real original, but that's what they call it at my local spot. China Panda. The cilantro chicken is busting, as the kids say. I love it. I do. It's just in my wheelhouse. It's perfect for me. But when I'm thinking about what I like better or worse, there are more options for me at Mexico than there are at China. And it's not even close. It is a landslide victory for that queso. For that salsa.
Brandon, but that pork fried rice.
No, Jeremy, I don't even like pork fried rice.
with the soy sauce. It's like you don't even use like
soy
it.
Sauce.
Oh man,
I like shrimp fried rice better. I do like shrimp fried rice better, but even that, I'm getting.
Oh man,
it's not even close. I don't like egg rolls that much.
Now they're overrated. Definitely overrated. Good call. Egg rolls are overrated. That's why they come with everything.
There are very few options in the Chinese restaurant that I go to. Now, I do enjoy those options immensely. But when it comes to the Mexican, I'm chowing down. And you know what really puts me over the top, to be honest, Jeremy?
Margaritas.
That's exactly where I was going, Jeremy. The drinks.
Yeah, you can't touch it. That look, the food itself is a close call for me. There's more options with Mexican, but it's a close call for me. But there's no touching it. Like this, we're talking Chinese food. We're not talking about Japanese food. Japanese, you can get sake. What you got at Chinese? When's the last time you went to a Chinese restaurant and got something of a fermented beverage and anything? None. Zip zero. But part of the culture, part of the whole experience of eating Mexican food is getting that margarita. Margarita with your meal.
Margarita, salted rim, cerveza even. Give me that Tecate. Give me those Dos Equis. Give me the Negra Modelo. Jeremy, I've got way more options at the Mexican restaurant to make a brother feel good.
I mean, Brady, you even got fake Mexican with Taco Bell at any time of night that you want. It just keeps coming and coming. You got Taco Tuesdays.
Yes.
What you got from the Chinese realm?
I mean, you got Mexican pizzas. You got the steak nacho cheese chalupas. You got the Baja Blast. And yes, I'm including that because it has the word Baja in it. Yes. You do include Taco Bell. I don't care what y'all call it, Americanized. They had the little dog. And that little dog had a Mexican accent. So what you trying to say now?
And a sombrero. What you trying to say?
And a sombrero. So what you trying to say? All I know is it's Mexico 100%. It's yo soy Mexicano when it comes to that Mexican food. Give it to me. Por favor. And now they're going to have us up on some Trump charges of appropriating culture. But listen, all I'm doing, I'm giving props is what I'm doing. I'm giving props. I'm showing love to the Mexican culture.
This is a celebration, son. And honestly, to begin with, it was a closer call because I do. I get in the mood for some pork fried rice. I love me some pork fried rice. Maybe if you want to throw in the sushi, I think it's more Japanese, but that's fine. You want to throw in the sushi. Sushi is amazing and great. But Mexican, man, it's always on time. I will say, Brandon, what is up? I figured this out myself. Why are the steaks from everywhere else but America so weak? They're all so weak.
You get something, are you kidding, Brazil?
Brandon, when I get the, okay.
Kobe beef from Japan?
I'm saying when I get steak, whatever, in any of my stuff, it never tastes like the steak that I'm, accustomed to. So if I get some, steak at a Mexican restaurant, it's never on par with if I go to Outback.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting two different things, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, quit saying steak. You should say beef. Like, sometimes I say steak, and I'm like, is this really steak?
You mean like steak fajitas?
Yeah, and just other things. Or even if you go to Chinese food and you get something like with steak in there, I don't know. It's just so much different. You go to fusion from Japanese and I get the steak, but the steak don't taste like the steak that I normally get. Like if I'm just getting the straight up, Texas Roadhouse or Longhorn steak, it's just different.
I think it has to do with cuts for a large part of it. The other part is how it's prepared, what you're trying to use it for, and then what you pair it with makes a huge difference. All that stuff makes a difference is what I would guess. The seasonings for sure. But, I'm not an expert, but I definitely wouldn't say it's where it's coming from that makes all the difference in it. But, Jeremy, I mean, I just, without question, for me, it's just Mexico. The other thing I want to say, the phenomenon, this is not on subject completely, but it is, since we're talking about Mexican and Chinese, why do Chinese restaurants feel that they have the right to turn whatever building that used to be there into a Chinese restaurant? I mean, if it was an Arby's before, it's a Chinese restaurant now. If it was a pet store before, it's a Chinese restaurant now. They don't change anything except for the name.
Yeah, no, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
And it's not just where we're from. I've seen it all over this way. Anywhere you go, I've seen Dairy Queens turned into Chinese restaurants. And they ain't got no shame. They just do their thing. Put a new kitchen in. Don't even put a new kitchen in. Just put the new foods in the kitchen and get it going.
I ain't got no problem with it. My main thing is I judge you about how your food is. Service is great, but it's not the only thing. If service is terrible, that's going to get on my nerves. But if the food's on point, man, the food's on point.
Yeah, 100%. Food's on point, food's on point. And it's hard to beat. And I got to be honest, I haven't been to a Mexican restaurant where I haven't had good service either. So that's another little feather in the cap for the Mexican restaurant versus the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, makes you wonder sometimes. I'll be honest with you, man, some of the stories you hear make so. If I order and then 3 minutes later it's hot and on now, that's what I'm trying to say, it makes you wonder sometimes.
Look, I don't be wondering about nothing. If it's good, it's good, and I get it in. That's all I know.
That's what it is.
But that's what we got today. What are your thoughts? What do you guys think about what we had to say from the RVK? Mexican food or Chinese food? What is your preference? What is your choice? Might even put a poll up tomorrow or Monday when this comes out on your Monday morning commute or whatever you may be doing. Tell us what you think. Give us your thoughts. Give us some feedback. But more importantly, like, listen, subscribe, rate, and review. I know that's a lot of homework, but it really makes a difference for the RVK. We really do appreciate it. Please, as always, love us because we love you. Get at your boys.
Podcast Network.